Good morning. It's a very exciting Summer Solstice Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning, my friends. Well, I hope you're all sitting down with a big cup of coffee or tea and ready to hear my big reveal this morning for this year's Summer Wine Picks winners. I'd like to thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Ooh, wow. Summer wines. Oh, my gosh. Perfect, thirst-quenching, summer fare-friendly. Think about barbecues, fun foods, pool parties, vacations, staycations, camping, beach vibes, just all-around yummy, yummy, delicious wines. And I have the winners here for you this morning. A big thank you to Comstock Winery for hosting the entire competition. And there were more than 120 wines entered this year. I couldn't believe it. Just a lot of incredible, incredible wines. And it really took a village to put this off. I had a crew of volunteers. My chief of staff, Emily, couldn't do it without her. And then, of course, everything's organized as it has been the last 18 years from Sabrina and Chris. And then my staff of volunteers, Drea White, Sue from Side Row Farm, Mo and Leslie. Oh, my gosh, we just really had so much fun putting this all together. And on top of it, we had 15 judges to get through all of these wines, and it really, really was fun. Now, this is a blind tasting, so know that none of the judges are told anything about the wines. They're literally just given each wine flight by flight. They had six wines per flight, and they were just told, you know, white wine flight number one, white wine flight number two, same with the rosés, the sparklings, and of course, the red wines. And this year, the lineup of judges had a really good showing from a lot of winemakers, which was exciting. So my judges were Vicki Thomaser. She's a sommelier and winery consultant. Ashley Holland is a winemaker. She was a judge. Alexandria Sarovich, she is a super sommelier. Alex Davis, winemaker for Porter Creek. Chris Rusi, winemaker. Dan Barwick, winemaker. Jim Morris, our winery superstar. Cara Groom is a great winemaker. Chris, wine buyer. We had Jeremy Parsons, winemaker for Kokomo. Moray Braylon was a winemaker. She was there as a judge. Perry J., vintner extraordinaire. Lisa Amaroli, winning winemaker. Sabrina Silva, sommelier. Stephanie, who is a cooper and wine expert. Oh, just love her. Anyway, so without further ado, we're going to kick it off with the bubbles because, of course, summer sparkling, it is a perfect thing to kick off Wine Wednesday with. So think about sassy, slip and slide is one of the judges' descriptions. And that really is what makes all these wine picks fun that I do throughout the year. We have our summer wine picks, of course, Thanksgiving and holiday. But what I do is I give you each one of the judges' descriptions, multiple, descriptions of each one of the wines, and it makes it really fun. So for the sparkling wine, the winning sparkling wine this summer is the 2020 Comstock Blanc de Blanc from Dry Creek Valley. Here are the judges' notes. Summer in a glass, vibrant, thirst-quenching, white flowers, delish, complex, jazzy, limestone, crisp, classic, very pretty. You got boyfriend? Limestone, again, lots of judges got a lot of minerality on this wine. And somebody said lemon custard and apple blossoms. Those are all quotes from the judges. Only 250 cases made of this Blanc de Blanc. The winery does ship nationwide, so you can order it directly from the winery. It's limited production. And Willoughby's will have it in. Now for the winning summer white wine, the 2023 Benziger Sauvignon Blanc from the Frank Johnson Vineyard in Dry Creek Valley. Again, limited cases on this wine as well. Here are the judges' notes. Scintillating, succulent, sexy, fresh, kiwi, complex pineapples on the beach, lychee, very inviting, one of the judges said. Another judge said, keep my glass filled with this. Beautiful, balanced, rock and roll, Think Lucinda Williams on stage with Mick Jagger. Ha! What a perfect description for this year's winning summer white wine. The Benziger Sauvignon Blanc, Frank Johnson Vineyard from the Dry Creek Valley. Under 500 cases made. I think they made around 480 or so. So they are nationally distributed, and you can order direct from the winery. And again, Willoughby's will have it in stock. Now, I always love to figure out who is going to win for summer rosé. And this year, the winner is, for the third year in a row, the 2023 Rodney Strong Vineyards Rosé of Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast. Here are the judges' notes. Pomegranates and watermelon tango in your mouth. Oh, wow, what a description. Juicy, brilliance, youthful, floral, and fun. Jolly Rancher Encore, one of the judges said. Sassy Pants, isn't she nice, is in quotations from one of the judges. Patio Pool Porch Pounder, the ultimate trifecta for summertime. That's the winning rosé descriptions from the judges for this year's winning summer rosé wine. And moving on to red, I have to just say this has been the biggest surprise. And when I revealed the bottle and pulled it out of the bag, every single one of the judges clapped. And not one of them had ever heard of this winery. They are new kids on the block. And this is really, 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 really exciting. These guys got their wine in right under the wire for the deadline to enter your wines. And it's the first time they've ever entered their wines for anything. So congratulations to the Pupioni Family Wines. I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. It wowed every single judge. So the winning red wine, only 120 cases made. The 2023, talk about a fresh on the mix kind of vintage, Pupioni Festa Rosso. The Festa Rosso is like Italian style. It's served slightly chilled and it is delicious. Here are the judges' notes. Exciting and fresh rose petals, crushable summer red, fabulous, your absolute go-to. One of the judges said, it's a carnival in your mouth. Vibrant, savory, succulent, sassy, hints of spice, zippy, juicy, fun, pink peppercorns, violets, love the chill, one of the judges said. Italian style summer in a glass. Those are just a handful of all of the descriptions from so many judges on this red wine. I can't wait for you to try it. It's absolutely delicious, and how fun to have a young style, chillable summer red for summertime. Well, the list is up on our website, so check it out at krsh.com. And I want to invite all of you to join me a week from today, Wednesday, June 26th, at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa from 5 to 7 p.m., because we're going to have all the winning winemakers and vintners there pouring these winning wines for you. How cool is this? We did this last year for Thanksgiving Wine Picks, and it was a huge success. Willoughby's is located in downtown Santa Rosa on Third Street. So a week from today, plan on joining everybody, including me, of course, on Wednesday, June 26th at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa from 5 to 7 p.m. for this year's Taste of Summer Wine Picks. The sparkling Comstock Blanc de Blanc from Dry Creek Valley, the winning white Benziger Sauvignon Blanc from the Frank Johnson Vineyard, the winning Rosé, Rodney Strong Vineyards, Rosé of Pinot Noir, third year in a row for these guys, and the winning red wine, the Pupioni Festa Rosso from California. Thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday this morning. I was so excited to get up and come in and reveal these picks to you. You can email me if you were driving and couldn't get the list, or check out our website. My email is ziggy@krsh.com. Have a fabulous summer solstice morning. Cheers.